When I first became a Christian, I used to wonder why Jesus had to die for me. Why go through all that suffering? After all, I'm no criminal. I haven't stolen, I haven't assaulted, I haven't murdered. Why? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. And that's the thing. You and I aren't all that bad, are we? Sure, we've made some mistakes along the way. Sure, there are things we do differently with hindsight. And absolutely, we wouldn't hurt the people we've hurt on our journey if we had our time over again. But Jesus dying on the cross, really? Yet God is a holy God, a God whose standard is absolute 100% perfection. But he's also a just God. After all, if God is indeed God, if such a God really exists, you'd want him to be just, right? And yet this same God is a God of love. Justice and love, that's him. So the only way he had of loving us and seeing justice done was to send Jesus, his son, to be crucified, to spill his blood, to give up his life, to pay the price of your sin and mine. Revelation chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. Grace and peace to you from the one who is, who always was, and who is coming, and from Jesus Christ. Jesus is the faithful witness. He is first among all who will be raised from death. He is the ruler of the kings of the earth. Jesus is the one who loves us and has made us free from our sins with his blood sacrifice. As Charles Spurgeon put it, morality may keep you out of jail, but it takes the blood of Christ to keep you out of hell. That's God's word, fresh for you today. My passion, the thing that gets me out of bed every day, is seeing you grow in a life-transforming relationship with that Jesus. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. A powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. And it's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org for instant access. That web address again is freshdevotional.org.